what did it mean to say that Trump's DCW or something had a million and a half waiting list? What are you talking about there?
The app, the thing that he's selling, which is Truth dot something, the Truth
social
app. You go to the app store and the social media of Truth dot something, Truth thing. They took a 20% dive in their stock price because they're having little problems buying SPAR, S-P-A-R. And so basically what it's saying is that you have outdone Donald J. Trump. And we're sorry to report that because we like with Trump. We fuck with Trump. We like Trump. It's all good. But you now have outdone, personally, J.R. Bob Dobbs, you have outdone Trump. So now we can't say, Carolyn, go buy DWAC. Now, we did. She put an order in, a big order. You don't even know how much that was, but it don't really matter. Money's vulgar. You shouldn't be talking about it. She put a big order in, but it didn't meet it. And so she waited. So I told her to stay into Southern, S-O, and now Southern's back up to $68, just like it's supposed to. And now DWAC is down to $70. When it was like 95 and we thought we'd missed it, but they're having a little bit of hiccupy trouble. So Carolyn's safe, as always, because of you, in Southern Company. So no harm, no foul.
Is Trump being sabotaged by something? You say a Negro in the woodshed.
Yeah, there he is. There he is. There he is, because it's about SPAR, S-P-A-R. It's not about DWAC. It's about SPAR. You can look that up. Carolyn will help you with it. She's very smart. Carolyn's very smart. Did we tell you how smart Carolyn is? Carolyn's very smart.
That's another company. SPAR is another company.
It's another thing. It's a thing that buys issues of other companies. If Carolyn
is it interfering
S-P-A-R,
with Trump? Yeah. Does it interfere with Trump?
No, it doesn't interfere, but it does interfere with DWAC's ability to acquire SPAR. They got to do that.
They want to
pull
it.
If they have, they're going to pull off a facial book. If Truth Social is going to become a facial book, they have to acquire SPAR, S-P-A-R.
Is that an app?
No, it's a thing. It's like an LLC. It's like a, you can look it up. It's all good.
Okay, so is that confidential? Do we broadcast that?
We don't care. You can put it out there. Put it out. We don't care. No problem
right.
with us.
So the, is SPAR resisting him? He can't acquire SPAR? Why can't he?
The price dropped. Almost 20%. It dropped 20% because they were having hiccups with the app.
Right. You mean the Truth Social app?
Correct. Because, like, JW's all signed up for it, and he's like 1,500,000 in line to join it. Well, the motherfucker launched. Why aren't we on it right now? If we're on it right now, we wouldn't have a problem, and he'd have enough money to buy SPAR, and then we'd be off to the races.
Did someone sabotage the waiting list?
Yes.
Okay. So,
Do you want to know who?
Yeah, who?
You did. You did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said
don't
that.
Don't start that with us, motherfucker. Don't start that shit. There won't be no in this conversation. No, you set it aside because you're in charge and you run the world. And he thought he was going to run the world. She was like, oh, yeah, okay, then I'll run it. Let's just see how this goes. Do you need this to go or you need that to go? Do you need it to work out that way? All right, I got a little something for you. So you halted trading. It was pretty bad.
Wait,
was the best of times. It was the worst of times, Bob.
Yeah, you said Bob to Carolyn, Bob's moving something out to give people a break. What did I do? Did they stop, slow things down, or speed things up?
A little bit. You slowed them down so that they have a chance. You gave them. We would not give them one moment's attention. We would give them zero. We would give them nothing. You decided to give them a break, a chance, so that goddamn fucking bowl-rolling drunk Clinton has a chance. You did that, not us.
Are you talking about giving ions, Burton, ionettes, ionettes a chance?
Yes. You are doing that. We wouldn't give them the time. Yeah. We wouldn't give them the time of day.
I know you would. But what about the world in general? Does that affect
What's
that?
The difference? What's the difference? Well, no. Okay. We're saying calmly, what would be the difference? Because you got a lot of people listening. They're saying, like, this is clarion call coming from the ethers that I need to embrace. And blah, 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 blah. Then they find Ion and Bob, and then they come on and say, I've been missing you for 11 years, Bob. I never called in, and I don't know what's going on, but I really like it. It's pretty good. That Ion, he's a bull brummer now. He says some bullshit. We don't know what he's saying, but he says a lot of stuff. And, you know, then there you go. And you go, oh. And you go, oh. And then all of a sudden the numbers start working out to how many people were listening and how many people show up.
Have I slowed down my interaction with the aliens?
No. We say no. We say no. That's okay. More than imminent. That's more than imminent. And we have to be soft. We have to be soft to say, yes, Bob, everything's on point. Yes, Bob, everything's on target. Yes, Bob, you're doing everything right. Yes, Bob, you hadn't missed a stitch. We're trying to align it so that you can so it can happen. And you do push against it a dot, but not much. Just a dot, but not much.
So, was Jodun Sloan an alien?
No, he was human, but he had a bit of, his wife was an alien. His wife was an alien, but he had a little interaction. He had a little interaction. He was human, though. He was human.
Did his wife know she was an alien?
Don't know how she would not know she was an alien. I mean, she might have not known she was an alien, but we don't know how she would not know.
What was her role? I mean, she divorced him, but what was her role? And did she help the detail happen?
She gave the detail. The divorcing was that she moved on. Because he couldn't contain her in her present form. So the divorcing was not like some big separation, like I can't get along. It was that, okay, I've done my work, I'm moving on. You could have just as easily said she died, but she didn't.
Did she have another relationship? Move on to another person?
That's no big, who cares? Yeah. The Maidens will fuck anything.
Right. In 71, when we stayed there that summer, every now and then Joe asked us to not be around during the day, so we'd go to the beach early or something, and these two women would come over. Were they just sex playmates or something else going on with them?
Concubines. They were concubines.
Were they older or younger?
One was a little older than he. One was a little older than he, and one was a little younger than he.
And did he pay them?
In D cell, yeah.
In D cells, okay. So
yeah, motherfucker didn't have no money. He didn't have shit. What would he pay him with? Couldn't even pay for his fucking house.
Yeah. Is he aware of what we're doing? Does he see how we've improved on the D cell?
No. He's long past.
Well, I mean, he's in the afterlife. He's not aware of what's going on. From where he is?
Not so much, no. Because he's lost in space. Lost in space.
What is he aware of?
That he lost and he missed and he didn't make it. And he didn't listen to Carolyn, who was trying to help him. Carolyn was trying to help him, and he didn't listen.
Right. Did he, is he in a place?
Fucking semen in an ashtray. What the fuck is that about? Semen in a fucking ashtray. What's that going to do? Lord, suffering cats.
Where he is now, does he have trees and lakes and rivers and nature?
Nope.
None of that's there.
Only an abyss.
Is it, does it hurt to be in the abyss?
No pain. You don't feel it.
Mm. Is Eliza in an abyss?
No, she's not. She is post. She's post-Gulf. He was pre-Gulf.
Well, pre-Gulf means there was still a Gulf.
She is in the position where she's just like almost like she's alive. She's just dead, mm-hmm. as you know her. Joe Dunn Sloan is dead and dead.
What's it mean to be pre-Gulf? There was no Gulf?
Oh, yeah. So that she's in a position where she doesn't have to experience the non-Gulf.
Mm.
See, that's what they're telling is a non-Gulf experience.
Did she earn that level or make it herself? How'd she get to that level?
Mm. No, she just separated after the Gulf was closed, actually.
Separated herself, split herself?
Yeah. Died, as you say, died.
She died again, or when she was still in the physical, that death?
When the Gulf was closed and she died, so she's at a different level than Joe Dunn Sloan. He died when the Gulf was still open. It's a difference.
Right, so the Gulf closed, she died. That, you mean she left the physical? The timing was after the Gulf closed, when she
Correct.
Died.
Correct.
What about Zappa and McLuhan and Mae Brussel? Are they like Joe pre-Gulf? They're still
pre-Gulf, pre-Gulf.
So those that passed before the Gulf stopped, they're still in some strange state because they didn't make the post-Gulf, the after-Gulf.
Agreed.
Do they have a chance to come back? Like the Book of the Dead lays out.
That's all relative, but yeah.
The world to come back to, they may not want to come to it.
Sometimes, or they're not aware of the condition that they are. They're not aware of the condition of their repose.
They're not aware they could leave it.
In essence, that's a fancy way to say it, but yeah.
Right. Yep. So does Trump does Truth Social rebound, or is he gone on the way out? No more viceroy, no nothing for Trump.
Those are 9 questions in one. He's going to be the viceroy. Truth Social, we're going to have to see what you wait and see what you fucking say. You'll say some words, and that's what'll happen. That's why it's in the thing right now. Now, Carolyn would say that she had an order and that Ion moved the price down so that she could make a position and make a lot of money. All right? But this is not what we would prescribe because you were the one that shut the thing down because you thought it was becoming competition for you. Just like Ezra Pound. That's what you did to Pound, too, remember?
Well, when do I say these words? I'm not aware of it. I'm not thinking about Truth Social.
What words have you said about Ezra Pound? He was competition. He had to be removed. And so he was.
He went back in the when he died? No.
Secret Council of 10, Bob. Come on now.
No, what, after 72 or before he died? 72.
It was after 72. After 72, that's why he had to go. He was competition.
So I remove people who are in the Gulf.
You remove people who are in the way of the Gulf, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Now listen, everybody listen, he's going to play this. Everybody listen, listen how glib Bob is, like he didn't do all this shit. He's acting like, oh, well, and he's acting like, oh, well, I don't know, well, did I have anything to do with it? Oh, did I do, that's nice, Bob, you're doing great. You're doing great trying to present a scenario that you're trying to find out how omnipotent you may or may not be. That's pretty rich. Mm-hmm. Just saying. You play this, Holmes Skillet. You play this, that's pretty fun.
Okay. Is Putin the present guy who's being Putin, is he the original Putin, or was he murdered, removed a long time ago, over 2 weeks
ago?
He's
an alien. Right now, he's an alien because he don't care.
Who doesn't care? We or you? Who
he
did they didn't care?
Yeah, no one cares. No one cares now. He's an alien. He's just filling out. He's filling in the blanks. It's kind of like when you have the government form and they put on the thing to print slowly. Print slowly.
Yeah.
It's the government form that says print slowly. He's the one printing slowly. He doesn't care or know.
Okay, what happened to the original Putin, who was a KGB guy?
He was killed. He was killed. We tell you that. We tell you that. That was the last summer. We discussed that last summer. It's in the archives.
Well, that's around the time Biden died.
About it. About close. Within a month. It was within a month. Within a month.
So that was when the aliens really took over the Pentagon, killed off some people, and they've been,
yeah.
The Pentagon aliens are in charge.
Yeah.
To the degree they can be.
And finally, and did almost the final siege of Balmoral, but Balmoral was indeed a little bit later. It was a little bit later than that. It wasn't all simultaneous. You're in charge. You're still in charge. You're going to be in charge. You're in charge.
So
what do you want to do? Do it.
So we have an exclusive. We can announce that Putin's an alien. No problem, us telling people that.
No problem. No problem. Because it's very obvious, because the atrocities that he's committing to his own fucking people are beyond anything Putin would do. He's not an idiot. Real Putin wouldn't sacrifice all of Russia for some goddamn Ukraine, which ain't nothing. Well, if you had all of Ukraine, what would you have? You wouldn't have nothing. You got to feed them motherfuckers. What would you have if you had the whole goddamn thing? What would you have? You didn't put back together the USSR. You don't run anything. You're not going to run Ukraine. You're not going to put your government in charge of their government. And they, you don't even know how to say Kiev, so I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be a mess. Say something. I mean, why would you want it? I mean, it's kind of like taking over West Virginia.
Okay.
It's available,
but wait
why?
A minute. The Soviet Union is coming back. They're going to take over Ukraine, Poland, all the old Eastern Bloc. They're going to take all that over again.
If they can feed it. Yep. If they can feed it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
If someone concedes, the nations, the little nations, if they
whatever
concede.
They. Yeah, right. But see, this is the ruse, Bob, that pulls it all back together. That's the same way as when the Democrats was going to make everybody rich. Remember the Democrats was going to make everybody rich in America by giving you stimulus? And now all of a sudden you got triple-digit inflation, and everybody's crying on the vine. It's basically lose it all. So they're trying to figure out how you're going to eat your way out of debt, and they're having a little trouble with it. Well, Putin, alien Putin, is going to have the same trouble. But he don't care because he's just trying to gobble up natural resources. What is it that's in Ukraine that he has to have, alien Putin? Okay, you don't know? Okay, we'll tell you. It's called nickel. Jimmy had a nickel. You got to look for nickel, Bob. They got to have it. So
What do they need it for?
You'll see. We don't want to stay right this second. Carolyn will ask later and we'll tell her. Nickel, the element nickel.
Yeah, I understood that we wouldn't talk about the alien being behind all the events that have happened, COVID, everything. But now we can say the aliens are behind a lot of things.
Can.
We can say that now.
I can. Carolyn's got everything together now. We were worried about Carolyn getting on the upper cusp, and she has now, so it's all good. Fuck them. Carolyn's winning now, so fuck them. Do what you do.
And I'm more in charge than ever.
It's scary, and she's very concerned, Carolyn. Carolyn's very concerned about this.
Because
your aim is not as good as it used to be, Bob. When you're driving, your aim isn't good as it used to be. She's very concerned, but she's going to go with it. She's going to go with it because we're gonna have what is it? God is my co-pilot. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
We'll kind of go.
Okay,
we'll tell it. We'll say it like this. We'll tell Bob that God is his co-pilot. Maybe he'll make it in time. I don't know. It's going to be scary. She's very concerned, though, by the way. I'll just tell you that.
Okay, so the Pentagon aliens are trying to lock down
A1s?
Resources.
You mean A1s? A1s, right?
No, they're a two. They're a two and a B one. A two. And B one. B one.
No, yeah. Now see how we got that. That's clever. Because there's a new little construct that applies to A one that you're gonna see. That goes into the infrastructure and the intersystem. Intersystem. Is that the right way to say that? Intersystem? Maybe. Hopefully. We don't know. Go ahead.
It relates to the Paloma outcome. La Paloma. Outcome.
La Paloma. Yes, that's it.
La Paloma.
That is it.
Yeah.
That is very correct. You're very good, Bob. You've been studying. We're so proud of you. You know things.
I know.
We're so happy. It's good. You're doing great.
Good. All right. So the point is, the Pentagon aliens are panicking because they see the new aliens coming, and they're trying to lock down something they think they want, and they don't know what the new aliens want. Do they listen to us and find out the new aliens want ion and maybe the planet?
Maybe, but they can't. They do know that, Bob. They listen, but they're not sure of what they hear. Just like on Fox News, they hear the words, but they can't be positive that's what's being said. See, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you know Jesse Waters? Jesse Waters, but you're not sure that he's telling the truth. Because he says things, some things he says is a bunch of bullshit. But he sounds good. It's like, okay, we're good. Okay, we got this. Okay, good. But then all of a sudden it's like, no, fuck, no. Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Fox is kind of independent until recently. Once the war thing, Putin started, they just fell in lockstep, all-American patriot, Russia's bad.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we love it. We love it. We think it's wonderful because it put them all in lockstep. It's like lockdown, Bob, rule. We know that well.
So
yeah,
are there aliens in Fox News? Are there aliens running? Well, they do run. That's B1.
Uh-huh.
They run the People B1. Magazine, the media.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. You're very good, Bob. That's great. You do. We're so proud of you. Damn. You're outstanding these days, Bobby.
Okay, good. So
you used to know nothing, but now it's done. You're on point. We like it.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. So so you see this alien, they will grab up Poland and a few other places, and there'll be no resistance from America, though the news media in America will show great resistance, right? There will be no actual resistance. I was looking, scanning at Ed's site, and he has footage, some guys in Kiev, and walk around, and it's all peaceful.
Bob, thank you so much for pronouncing it correctly. Everybody's saying Kiev. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Kiev.
No, it's Kiev.
Kiev. For Pete's sake. It's crazy.
Yeah, so
even the Pete's from Ukraine
is
saying Kiev.
Like
it's
let's
stupid.
Not get distracted.
It's beautiful.
It's looking peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because Putin isn't building, killing as many people as.
It's because they're 13 miles. It's because they're 13 miles outside of Kiev. That's why. They got 40 miles of tanks, Bob. They're pushing their way through, and they're fixing to take it all. They're fixing to take it. They're going everywhere, bombing hospitals and neonatal units and old folks' homes, and they're blowing shit up all over the place. It's crazy. You need to turn on some different station, Bob, because it's bad. It's fucked up. Then people crying, people jumping on trains, jumping in front of trains, trying to hop trains. They're shooting at the trains. They're blowing up the trains. But then the Ukrainians, they got some double-barrel butcher knives, and they're throwing them pipe bombs, and they're blowing up them old they talk about Russia being this mighty unit, this mighty army. They're driving a 1956 damn, what do you call those tanks that they have to have the tanks that they have little hamsters running on the wheels to make them go forward. And so they're finding out that they're not as apt as they present themselves. And so one little hiccup, one little speed bump in the road blows up their whole tank. So they're finding out really quickly that it's not such a avant-garde regime, is a nice way to say it. But yeah, don't trust us. You need to call Ned Price. Ned Price will let you know all about that.
Okay, so the Russians are having a harder time than they thought, but they're still taking over. The resistance is not strong enough.
They're just pushing. Wait. Slow up. Do you know who Elon Musk is?
Yes, he's got the satellite.
Do you know what Starlink is?
Yeah.
What he did was he moved all those in place, having an alien interaction. He moved them all over the place, and they're all over from Chernobyl down to Kherson, down to Mariupol, down to Lviv, down to Odessa. They're all lined up so that from Belarus down, they all have the control, and everybody's got internet. They all got the 5G. Ooh, they got the 5G, Karen. They got the 5G. So they all making their own ticky-tocks. They're making their own ticky-tocks. And they're showing all what's up and down, over and under, to a rabbit, to a stump. They're showing everything. Now, they're saying it's bad, and it is. But the Ukrainians, all of them have been fighting. They've been whooping niggas for a long time. So to whoop this nigga is no different than whooping any other nigga. So they're nigger whooping. So they're busting a cap in their ass. So what's happening is Russia thought this would all be done in 3 days. Well, it ain't 3 days, because now this Ukrainian spirit of compromise has overcome. And they're like, well, you may kill us, but we're going to whoop you. What, me or you one, going to get a whooping. That's what they're saying, the Ukrainians are saying. And then they're all saying, we're going to stay to the last man. And, yeah, fuck you. We're not going to do this. Matter of fact, we may invade Russia. We may take this through. When we get through here, we think we're going to invade Russia and blow up Russia. Which sounds ridiculous, but now what they have this spirit about them to say we have to overcome. Bob, this is a distraction. Now you pay close attention to what we're saying right now. This is important. This is a distraction. We said this was the great distraction. So what it's a distraction for is that those people now have no choice but to come to a place where they ascend or die. They're gonna have to ascend or die. The last place on the fucking planet that anybody gives a fuck about is goddamn Ukraine. Who the hell knows?
Okay, listen, look, we know that. I don't want to go over that. I'm not going over that. What the important point is, how would they show they're ascending? What would these stupid Ukrainian people look like if they were ascending?
They're whooping the great Russian Revolution.
Okay, so their ascension would be to beat the Russians.
Well, no, their ascension would give them the frequency that they would have the capacity or the power to overcome the thing that was going to be their apparent demise. See the rub?
Right. Well, no.
That's good.
You bring in Elon Musk and you say with alien interaction.
He's helping.
So,
he's helping.
No, the aliens that run his operation are helping.
Yeah,
but they're
no
the
difference.
Ones that look. The aliens are making it all be a confused thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Pentagon aliens are having Putin attack Ukraine. They're having Ukraine being helped by the Starlink.
Which,
right? Is that what you're saying?
Which, yes. Which is why we said Tuesday night that this entire abolition was a distraction. This whole thing is nothing. Next thing they're going, here's what you're going to hear 16 next. Oh, they got chemical and biological weapons. Oh, they're going to use nuclear bombs. Or they haven't shut the power off to Chernobyl. It's leaking. Oh, it's leaking that awful stuff that comes out of those reactors. What do you call that stuff, Bob? That radioactivity? It's just blasting everywhere. We thought Chernobyl blew up already. So now you roll it back along. So now they're going to say chemical weaponry. They're going to say other problems that come along. They're going to use every excuse to drag the United States fucked up America into the goddamn war. That's what they got to do so that we have wars and rumors of wars, or how you say World War VIII or World War IV or World War III. We don't know which one. It's one of those big ones. It's a big one. Bob, it's a big one. They're going to have a big old war or try to drag some other Britain or some other country of a NATO varietal to make it be a thing so that we have world war. That's why they won't give them the MiGs that they asked for. Because if they do, it'll be an American MiG that shoots down a Russian thing, and then they can drop the nuclear bombs. Which we're not mad about that. Little radiation never hurt a motherfucker. Somebody ascending, a little radiation never hurt none of them. It's okay. It's all right. So if you read between the lions, LIONS, you'll start to see quickly that nuclear proliferation has not been very pleasant. Get that?
No, you just said the little radiation doesn't matter. Now you're saying it is a problem.
Not a problem. It's a good thing for those ascending. A little nuclear proliferation is never a problem.
What are the people who are ascending? What are they doing? How do you know they're ascending? How do they know?
They're eating radiation. Everybody in Chernobyl didn't die. Some of them did, but not all of them.
So you tell you're ascending if you're still alive. That means you're ascending.
That's what Portal 1 and Portal 2 both said. Yep, the songs. Yep, it did.
Still so alive. is the rebuilding of the Soviet Union empire, is that a big distraction?
Yeah, who cares? The whole thing is nothing, Bob. The whole goddamn country is not. It's just not.
Well, what is something? What is something? Concentrate on that.
Their entire gross national product is the size of Texas, which is nothing. The whole country.
Right.
Gross national product.
What is being distracted from? What is being hidden?
Oh, the interaction. We have to be careful here. Okay, you got 50-50 on whether or not you can play this. Let's see how this comes out. If it comes out okay, you can play it. If it don't, you can't. Okay, this is the only world's excuse to increase a tremendous amount of atomic radiation instantly to usher in the foregone conclusion that the poles have to flip.
Aren't the poles already flipping? Aren't the poles already flipping?
They are, but if you add enough radiation, it increases that speed or capacity.
So something wants the poles to flip faster, so they need more radiation.
Correct.
They got plenty of carbon. You used to say we need a lot of carbon. So we got all the carbon. Mm-hmm. Now we need radiation.
Yep.
So they need an explosion.
Yep.
And this is not the Battle of Megiddo. It's not that battle that makes radiation.
No, that's true, but it'll cause it. It'll cause that world war that sets everybody into the valley. I mean, we're not saying that the battle has to be fought in Megiddo. We said that the blood is going to go to the 11th hand of the bridle of the valley of Megiddo, which they don't have to die there. That's where the blood will be collected.
But you said, but they don't have radiation coming out of that war.
No. But you'll have to check with John Kerry and see what he says about that. So he knows, he's the expert on that, on the climate crisis.
Is there anybody in the Biden administration that is resisting this Pentagon alien plan to get a lot of radiation?
All of them secretly. But they can't even agree with themselves, Bob. They can't even agree with themselves. So they have So now all you've done is you create a refugee crisis. So I guess we're going to take all the Ukrainians and fly them down to Mexico and let them walk across the Rio Grande, and they can be United States American citizen, a couple of million of them. That'd be brilliant. We like that. Except we're not sure they're going to vote Democrat or not. So we better not let them all in. We must let some of them in. You know, just a few of them in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a safe place for them to go into. But see, that's enough. See, nobody's talking about, hey, Bob, why ain't nobody talking about that no more? Look here. See the distraction? Nobody's talking about that anymore. Nobody's talking about the border.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about that anymore. Pay attention. Sorry for the digression.
Right. Are they going to be talking? Are they talking about the midterms?
They're trying to forget the midterms because they've lost their ass. They've lost the Republicans have already set the damn requirements for the impeachment hearing. And they're going to have enough people to goddamn impeach the motherfucker and get rid of Kamala Wanna Fuck You at the same time. They're going to hang her ass for treason. Yeah, it's going to be bad, Bob. Yeah, Maxine Waters is considering suicide.
Right, but Ian said the other day that we may not get to that situation. There'll be a constitutional convention, a new feudal state.
May not.
Trump is vice president. So
we don't know. The window keeps waxing and waning. I guess it depends on you, Bob. Everything depends on you. So I guess we're going to see how you run it. You should have already been with the goddamn aliens, but for some reason it didn't quite fit your schedule. Your schedules have been a little bit too full lately. You've been a little bit too deep into the wake, so you hadn't had time to do one thing, and you hadn't quite had time to do that. Dragging everybody through the mud, trying to figure it all out, and giving them all every chance they could ever have. And sad, we move on, we purge on down the line. Meanwhile, Dr. Carol Dean's busy as a beaver. She's knocking the little man out the boat.
Okay, so
she'll have ten more products on the rack before you ever get to the goddamn alien at this rate, Bob. I'm just saying.
Okay,
she's
listen,
doing pretty good now.
I was told to do Finney's Wake. I've been doing Finney's Wake, doing a great job at it. This last book, The Wink of the Word, it's really good.
Stop.
Each book in the proper order? It's like I
no,
want to get to
no,
the
no,
book.
No, you didn't. No, the policy of the last book is applicable. That's the only reason it's good. Is this book? If you did it 30 years ago, it would have been trash because it doesn't have anything to do with it. It has the degree of what's going on right here, right now. So it gives the Annabelle Pluribee a place at the table. Before, there would have never been a place at the table. So that's the only thing. The polity of that book is applicable. That's the only thing that makes it significant. Otherwise, it's another piece of trash, another dribble. Throw it in the garbage.
What is the polity of the book? I don't even know what you're referring
that
to.
It tells you what's going on right here, right now, as it applies to the wake right here, right now. That's what it does.
It doesn't talk about alien contact.
No, but it gives every other capacity of how the wake applies to the new realm, the new regime of how that is now, of how the wake is applicable now.
Because it's emphasizing the phatic communication in the wake?
But, of course, that's what alien interaction is, isn't it? Always phatic. Anything but phatic, is it not?
Well, you say anything but phatic. No, you're saying it is phatic.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how. We ain't finished it, so we'll have to look and see.
Yeah. How is the interaction with aliens phatic? I think it has an emphasis.
We don't know. If you don't take it as so, then it's not. So, it might be emphatic.
Yeah. Well, I'm treating it as emphatic.
Maybe. Well, but we don't see. The fat lady ain't got off the stage yet. We got to wait and see. You're speaking right. Your words are correct, but it's not over yet. So we got to wait and see.
Right.
It may be applicable, but you don't know that just yet.
Okay, so for some reason, Cliff High got a bee in his bonnet about the Khazarian mafia. What triggered him to talk about the Khazars? Did you say something?
We did. it was a little phatic plot, Bob. It was a phatic plot. She would take the bait. And he took every bit of it. And he's running with it. He's running. He's making his mantra. It's gonna be his doomsday event. We'll see.
Right. So, Dr. Beter talked about the Khazars. A lot of people do. Even Aikido knew about the Khazars. But the point is that I think Ian would say, may have said years ago to me, that that's not a fact. That tribe is not around anymore, known as that, or whatever.
And, or, well, they even if they were around, They have no potency. They have no potency. So it makes no difference if they are or they're not. It's like whatever.
They had potency a thousand years ago.
Right. We'd say it's like the Hasidic Jews. What do they do?
Nothing.
What do the Hasidic Jews do, Bob? They don't do anything. Okay. Well, I'll be a Hasidic Jew then. They don't do anything. I like that. So there's the rub.
Okay. If Biden's a double, the real physical Biden's dead, and there's a double, why do they present the – well, I'll tell you what, I'll give my theory. Why is Biden presented as such a doofus in his press conference and all that, saying silly things? Is that because somebody is trying to create confusion, the B2 B1 aliens, or Trump is in charge and he wants to make the Democrats look really bad. Is there levels of that happening?
No. It's the aliens. It's the Democrats can't even support him, Bob. He gets up there and he doesn't know the difference between Iranians and Ukrainians and Iranians. He gets up and says, well, they'll never know how much the Iranians mean to me. And it's like, goddamn stupid ass motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. No, it's like P.T. Barnum. The Great Gatsby. It's all facade.
Yeah, it's a distraction.
Exactly. And then he comes up and then that's all Greg Gutfeld talks about. Oh, he's terrible. Oh, it's awful. Oh, what's going on? But then they still serve him. They still follow him. They still say, oh, Mr. President. Oh, Mr. President. He's like, yeah, do you know where you are? No, I'm not sure. I really don't have a clue. I don't know. Y'all let me know. Let me know. And then there's Jill Biden's golden. She's got a cattle prod shocking his ass. Just like poking him. Don't say no more. Let's go. It's ridiculous. It's all the great distraction. Oh, yes, I'm the great distraction. Woo. Yeah, the great distraction is the way to say it, Bob.
With the problem in Ukraine and it moves to a radioactive level of war, is that where supply lines break down and that's why Canadians will starve?
No, it has nothing to do with it. It's when the price of diesel goes to $7 a gallon, they won't be able to afford the thing they're shipping or moving or doing. So it won't matter. See, nobody's talking about, everybody's still dying of COVID, Bob. Why ain't nobody talking about COVID? They're not selling no stamps, there are no jabs, they're not doing no tests, they're not doing no this, no that. Everybody quit talking about it. The people still dying. The numbers are as high as they've ever been. Ain't nobody saying shit about COVID, and all of a sudden, magic, it's over. Okay, we're done. Okay, people live, people die. Okay, there they go. There's no drama because everything's on the Ukrainian enclave.
Right. Well, so, this radioactivity is going to kill a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. And they'll blame it on COVID, and then it'll just mark it down, but it won't matter because they're not caring anymore all of a sudden. That's the rub.
What about the radioactivity coming off 5G? Is that a cover, or is that part of the what happens to the radioactivity of the Ukraine conflict?
Goes into 5G. That's happening anyway. It has nothing to do with Ukraine at all.
Mm.
The 5G, that's raging. Nobody, that has nothing to do with Ukraine. Ukraine is nothing but a distraction so they can kick in.
What is it?
Yes,
did you say what we're distracting from? Are we distracting from the new aliens or Bob's in charge? What is being distracted from again? I don't know if you actually said.
Okay. If we do this careful, you'll be able to play it, but we're going to have to hold tight here. Just follow us.
A little while ago you said, we'll see. Did that pass the test? Do I broadcast?
So far, yes.
Okay.
Let's go this way. The great distraction is from what's going on right here, right now. Remember, everything was going to be gloom, despair, and agony, deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. That's still the case. Now, the gas is going to be so high, you can't sit in line long enough to go to the grocery store that don't have nothing to buy, you see. And now all the Duaner is in Russia. That's fertilizer, ammonia nitrate. all the wheat is in China. They're not going to have any way to raise the foodstuffs here in America to feed the hogs, to feed the cows, to milk the cows, to make the hens that don't know why she swallowed the fly. Oh, me, oh, my, I guess she'll die. All that's kicked in and in place. It's like the essence, as Carolyn says, it's the essence of the perfect storm. That's the reason we said, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Get yourself ready. You said, oh, all right. You don't even know what the fuck that meant. But you said, oh, all right. So some people did. Some people didn't. That 10 days of darkness is turning into a larger construct these days. So I have to be very careful how we say this, because it's moving past that little blip to the next hard phase where you have that the darkness. Bring it back home. Bring it back home to say the stages have to be aligned all but perfectly. You have to take this disinformation campaign from Russia and from every other thing. Allow that to distract everybody from the obvious. Okay? And the obvious is ascension is nigh. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, La Paloma's building all those caves and caverns and chutes are all but full. So nobody's talking about anything, and then all of a sudden, bam, they're going to be, you see.
They're going to be talking about it, or they are going to go
to action? They're going to experience in it, and then it won't.
Yeah.
Then nobody will give a fuck about Ukraine. They'll talk about how many people died on the East Coast.
Yeah. So, so people say, my God, they got biolabs in Ukraine. Putin has a right to wipe out the biolabs. Is that true? Are there biolabs in Ukraine?
There's biolabs everywhere, Bob. There's biolabs everywhere. What are you talking about? There's biolabs in Arkansas. We're going to wipe out Arkansas? No.
Okay, so to go after the biolabs in Ukraine is a silly explanation for events.
There's biolabs in Russia. How would they tell?
Right. So but the NATO might have some biolabs in Ukraine that are going to attack Moscow.
Who the fuck is NATO? I mean, they're pussies.
Come on. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm... Yeah.
Okay. All right, we only got to talk about aliens. We're the only ones doing anything. So A2 aliens are running biolabs,
right,
and they'll release stuff when they feel like it.
Yeah, but if you understand aliens and alien conductivity, they don't have to have a lab to prove what the fuck they're doing. They have it. If you have mirror, you don't need a lab to prove you have mirror. You've got it, you say.
Mm.
You don't need a lab.
Have they A2 aliens? They've got mirror?
And better. Mm-hmm.
Do they have everything we have?
Mm-hmm.
So they can survive on our products. So what is
sure.
it that they... The A2 aliens do not want access to ion. They don't care about that.
They want it more than you do, Bob.
And then the B2 aliens, they want it. The coming aliens, they want it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is
that's
it
the game changer.
Ion?
That sways the war in heaven.
Who
it
gets
sways
access to
the
ion?
War.
Yeah,
correct.
Who gets access to
it? It sways the outcome of the war in heaven, and that's what they're cared about. Now, see, now we're not talking about angels. Please don't fuck this up. Please don't fuck this up. We're talking about aliens, angels, war in heaven, not on earth, yada, 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 yada. That's a bunch of goddamn words. Set that aside. If you think of angels and aliens as the same thing, they want any access to anything that gives them the upper hand, so that they can get the power. They've given the tech body everything, Bob. You're going to have a hell of a time beating the tech body now, Bigman. I'm just telling you that now. You're going to have a hell of a time beating tech body. You can do it. It's going to be don't think you're going to go to sleep, take a nap, and figure this one out. It's going to take a little hoodooing now, because they're getting it at every level. The tech body controls what you see. They control what
you
feel.
Yeah, but how does it affect you? How does it affect ion?
We'll have to see. We just have to see.
So the angels and the aliens, they want access to ion. what is ion mm-hmm. as a phenomenon that makes
the connection, like the connection, the connect, we'll tell you, the connection to the power that allows you to ascend, the connection to the frequency that allows your body to ascend to the throne. The same thing Winston Churchill had as power over Queen Victoria when he would postpone her coronation. Remember?
Queen Elizabeth, not Queen Victoria.
Oh, we can't tell the difference, really, but yeah.
Right. Okay. So,
Prince Albert didn't have a chance, Bobby. He didn't have
right.
a chance.
So anyways, this power, one can't access, ascend without accessing Ion's power?
Correct. That'll hit you about 3 o'clock in the morning. That was pretty good there with Prince Albert in the can. Yep. Okay.
Prince Albert didn't get access to Ionic power.
Correct. That is correct. Victoria did. That's right. Good. Good.
Is Queen Victoria transition?
Not yet.
Where does she hang out?
Balmoral, mostly.
Does Queen Elizabeth II know that?
She does. She's very attuned to that kind of stuff because she doesn't push against it. Everything is for king and kingdom.
Yeah.
And so she takes it all for granted that that's acceptable. You see? It's all permissible. So everything is about the form over function. Function.
Right. Do people, cardinals in the Vatican, have the same awareness as she has? The same allowing?
Okay. Now, in the day, Pope Pius II, yes, that was absolutely the case. But now mystery and intrigue and Dan Brown has turned it all up into some political scheme to find a way to diddle little boys. So it's all been corrupted. The Priory of Zion has left the building, Bobby.
So does it still stay in touch with Queen Elizabeth, the Priory of Zion?
Has to. But listen now. This is important. It's not in the red box. Not acknowledged. She's Protestant. She's the head of the Protestant church. So she's not going to be fucking with them goddamn Catholic Jews. She's not going to do that. So you know. But there is connection, but it's not in the red box. But you should know that already.
Do we play this? What you just been saying?
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. She still does the red box, so yeah.
Right. So is she the most viable religion head going, the Dalai Lama? None of them are on her level of knowing.
Well, behind you, maybe.
Right, as long as she stays in touch with us and pays attention, she's got the edge.
Well, she can't have an edge greater than you because you fuck stuff up and still do better than she does. I mean, you haven't lost Buckingham Palace yet, so fuck it, you know?
Yes, that's right. So did she relax and allow after her interaction with JW, and that got her a peace of mind about giving up Buckingham Palace?
She realized that it was beyond the construct because the crown actually owned it anyway. So it wasn't that big a deal, but it was quite a smack in the face, and she just let it go. And now all this, look at all the weather, the news conditions. Oh, well, I'm at Sandringham. Oh, well, I'm at Windsor Castle. Oh, well, I'm at Balmoral. Oh, I'm in Derby for a week. Then we get these reports from Buckingham Palace, but she's never there. How does that work? I mean, she's never. It's like they boarded the motherfucker up, and it's like, okay. It's like, oh, yeah, no problem. Well, we had a few windows. We were replacing some windows. You boarded the fucking windows up.
So the A2 aliens are enjoying Buckingham Palace for their purposes, whatever it is.
Okay. We're going to say yes.
Sarah Courtney, we call her Big Sarah. She had a
Big
dream.
Big Sarah, not Little Sarah. Not Little Sarah, right. Big Sarah. We know. Yeah, it was a good dream.
Did she travel? She saw me going, being pulled down underwater by the aliens.
Yep.
And I went into a little bubble place.
She got that a little bit wrong. You weren't submerged. You were taken down to a city below the city of the sea. So it wasn't like in the water. It was like brought you down into a position. That would be like saying I went through the Holland Tunnel and I got wet. You didn't get wet in the Holland Tunnel. You know that. But it does go under the water.
I was taken down to the tunnel. So, not the Anunnaki. The B-2 aliens took me down under the sea into the earth part.
Correct.
Or magma part.
Correct.
Whatever it is.
Correct.
She said, I watched myself swimming, and the cell, my cell was split. Was that accurate interpretation?
Right. No, not yourself. Your body was split. Not the cell was split. What the fuck does that mean anyway? Your body was split. You were divided amongst yourself. That's what that's what the humans deal with all the time. I thank you for my belief, Ion. Now help my disbelief. They all have the anxiety issue of, I can't believe it's me. I can't believe it's me. It's me. That's a meme.
Yeah, but
you can probably pick up on that.
You say there's always two conversations. Is that what you're describing?
Yeah.
The physical aspect of the two conversations.
As well. But that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about what she witnessed that got you in the position that included you into her reality, that you were divided amongst yourself beyond this realm or world. See, you rarely refer to yourself beyond this realm or world. This is the first time she has pointed out that you were not of this realm. That's what's significant. So that puts you in the outer kingdom. We've never done that before. That's new. Karen will be very cross.
So Sarah, her little man, the concepts weren't exactly what was going on, but she had
no. Her words were good. Her words were good, and they actually accurately described it. Just the monikers were a little off, so she wouldn't know. How would she know those words? She wouldn't know. She didn't know what the outer the condition of your outer kingdom. She didn't know what the outer kingdom is now. So how would she know what your outer kingdom?
Yeah, her words were accurate, but she didn't understand what she was seeing.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have the right words for it.
She liked monochronal constructs. Constructs.
Why did Sarah get the pleasure of this experience?
Because she's been obedient, unlike most of the motherfuckers.
Right. That was a nice little
just
treat
saying.
She got.
Yeah, it was nice. And she liked that because look what it did. It made her more confident in her world that she could actually embrace that same place of power. So that's blessing. That's beautiful. I see how it works. Oh, I see. Oh, my God. You mean that's what a PDF is? You mean I can work with a PDF, too? Oh, you mean I can construct a PDF? Oh, Lord Jesus. So you embrace something, you say. You know. We're going to work on PDFs next week. PDF.
Yeah, you're talking about PDD is in David. PDF, that's what you're saying?
F is in fuck. Yeah, PDFs, you know, the documents that we're going to work on next week to teach you on the computer or the URL how to get a PDF.
Okay.
We're going to work on that.
What, with me?
Yeah, so you'll learn something. So you'll know something. You get PDFs.
Okay.
Next thing, we're going to do URLs after that. It's going to be great. We do some URLs. That's good. We almost got you on Discord, nearly. We tried to, but it was sad. It was sad.
Yeah. Okay. Is Ezekiel still on Singer Island?
No, he's now moved to Palm Springs Island. Just outside of Juniper. Is that near Mar-a-Lago? Yeah, it's like less than a mile. He just moved off the island because it's in check. It's Palm Beach Gardens. It's like a mile. Palm Beach Gardens.
Right. So he never transitioned.
Not yet. We'll see. We hope not.
And he's the one who saw the wheel. He's not the one who was taken up. That was Elijah. Correct?
No, that was Enoch. Enoch, Bob. It was Enoch that was taken up.
What did Elijah do?
He's still around.
No, but what did he, what's the Bible talks about him having some kind of experience.
Oh, Elijah. Elijah was the one who made note of the dreams. Elijah was the one who made the dreams. Well, we say read the dreams, but he made the dreams come true.
And whose dreams were coming true?
The king's, Elijah. Mm-hmm.
You mean the Daniel interaction with Nebuchadnezzar?
No. That was Naaman. You're talking about Naaman now. Elijah was the one that made the dreams come true. Daniel's the one who said what the dreams meant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the but Ezekiel saw the wheel, the Coldplay, and ETs and stuff. Did he get taken up in them?
What does that mean?
Did he get transported on one of these alien vehicles and didn't come back?
No.
Because he's back.
He's still
he's here.
He's still afoot.
But he did get transported on a vehicle. He had the Dobbsian experience.
Several. He's responsible for the restoration of the land of Israel. That's how Israel became a country. It's because of Ezekiel 23.
Okay. 23, what's that? Chapter 23?
Yep. Do.
So he made Israel. When did Israel come back? You mean in 1948?
Yeah, because of Ezekiel 23.
Okay. All right. Well, in this book, The Wink of the Word, he's talking about a symbol that's all through Finney's Wake. He calls it the ring and cross. So it's a circle with an X in the middle. And then you can make the X perpendicular.
That's the Ankh. That's the Ankh.
But does that refer to chromosome 14? The ring and the arms?
Yes.
So, chromosome 14 and its proper symbols all through Finney's Wake. Joyce wouldn't know that. That's proof that the aliens told him. The aliens dictated Finney's Wake to him.
You have to, well, if you follow the entomology, it does make sense.
Well, no, but did he know of the symbol for chromosome 14? I don't think so.
I don't think he knew it as you know it, but he had, that's what he was trying to do. Everything he said was alluding to it.
Right, and so the average little man critic thinks it's referring to the Christian cross and that kind of symbolism.
Correct.
They missed the chromosome thing. But there is knowledge in the Finney's Wake that was in the Bible, as you've shown us, in the book of Revelation. It's in Finney's Wake. Mm-hmm. Because the aliens dictated, just like an angel mm-hmm. dictated it to John of Patmos.
Good.
It's the same situation.
Good.
Why? What was the purpose of presenting the Bible information that John got in the crazy format that is our Finnegan's Wake? Why was it redone that way? You know, basically, it's unreadable. Now, you're with the cipher, you can read it easily once you get the cipher. But before that, little man is puzzles over Finney's Wake forever. Why did it have to be that way?
Because they could not come to the place from a Prometheus standpoint. They could not ever embrace what James Joyce was trying to say. That phatic communion could not be applied. Couldn't apply.
It was almost the Nicene Council. They deleted the Apocrypha.
Council of Nicaea.
They deleted the good stuff in the Apocrypha. Then Joyce came along to present the Apocrypha, or he was dictated the Apocrypha. Mm-hmm. That's why it's the part left out of the Bible. So it actually completes the Bible.
So it's like the difference. Here gives you a little blow of it, so you can kind of figure it all out. These few words will explain the whole goddamn book. You ready? Allusions, answers, appears, artist, association, become, beginning, believe, bloom, budgeon, called, Catholic, central, center, chapter, characters, church, Clive, coming, concerns, critics, cross, death, doubt, Dublin, Elman English episode example experience expression eyes fact fall father feel figure final give hand humor idea important instance interesting interpretation Irish James Joyce Jesus Joyce's kind labyrinth language letters literature London look matter meaning mind motif nature never novel object observe occurs opening original parallel passage perhaps phrase play question reader realistic reality reference reflected reminds riddle scene scenes shim shows significant soul Stephen story street structure suggest sweet symbols theme, thing, thought, ten, Ulysses, universe, wake, wandering, rocks, whole world, riding, York. That's the whole wink of the word right there.
I thought you were describing tending as wake.
It is. That's the wink of the words dichotomy of the wake.
Right. So there were no copula, no sentences, normal grammar. So the sequence,
no.
though, is important. The meaning
those were
of each
terms,
word.
Those were the terms and phrases
that are significant in that order.
Correct. But according to Alphonse, anyway, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's Leo Knuth, the author. Yeah, Alphonse Knuth. Knuth, I don't know how you say his last name.
Leo.
I'm assuming it's Knuth.
Leo Knuth.
So, well, that's really great. That's something I can present to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. If you only had any.
That's right. I wasn't revealing who I'm playing it for. I'm not revealing who I'm playing it for.
Oh, that's true. That's
okay,
true.
That's very
fair.
Very,
True that.
All right, so lots of stuff. What did the Ionot say after? I'll have to re-listen to that.
I'll have to re-listen. I'm not going to, but I'm going to have to re-listen to that. I'm going to see what was actually said there. I don't have a clue, and if I did, I wouldn't acknowledge it here, so I'm not sure. But if I was, I wouldn't probably tell you. You know, that's the normal run of it. Yep.
Okay. I have here, when did Putin know Biden was dead, but Putin and Biden both died around the same time? Who died first?
Biden and then Putin.
Did Putin know Biden was killed?
Within an hour.
Within an hour, but then did he know he was next? Did he see that coming?
Didn't care. He wasn't next. He was replaced.
Yeah, but he was
so
killed.
Yeah. The replacement knew instantly.
Yeah, the replacement knew that the real Putin had been killed. But Putin didn't care that he was being killed?
Who cares? They're dead. Dead, whatever. Do what you do.
And so he's in the post-guff with Eliza.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah. Now, why do I have this? No more brushwood outside. Did Ion talk about brushwood?
What's
brushwood,
Bob?
We did that. No, I know. That's the golf course. We did that.
That's
yeah.
clearing. That's the clearing of all the bougainvillea, the brush.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, are those aliens doing that, or are there workers in the golf club?
What's the difference?
Well, no, are they aliens? Are they people that aren't human?
Some of the aliens work at the golf club. It's all good. They're cheap labor, Bob. They don't eat much.
So there's 7 billion or more people here.
Well, you look at those workers, Bob, if you were ever out when the workers were there, and you look at them and you go, these people can't be alien. They're not even Mexican. What are these people? Look, ask them, excuse me, sir, what's your age? They're like, no comprende. No. You have to start speaking glossolalia. We'll have to brush up on your glossolalia, Bob, so you can talk to the angels. Karen talks to them every month. She gives them $100. Karen gives them $100 bills just for fun, just for shits and giggles, because she's got some extra.
Yeah.
But don't say nothing. She doesn't want to be prideful, but she's got a few extra $100. Nice.
Can we play that?
Nice. Yeah. Well, better ask her. She might slap the shit out of you, so you better not. You better check with her. She's still the ruler of the... You're the king of the castle, but she's the ruler of the roost.
Okay, so we're talking about... They cleared out the brush for Bob reasons, whatever that means,
yeah,
all that Bob's going to be doing.
So
they had to do that.
So you can see what you see. See? See?
Yeah.
By the shining sea.
Okay, so Carolyn went out with her buddies to look at the whales. And the guy who drove the boat said that was the biggest whale performance he'd ever experienced. Now, were the whales acknowledging Carolyn's ascension or something?
Yes, but Carolyn had seen bigger whales when she would go out on the, when she drugged you out on the damn boat a couple of years ago, remember?
I don't know how big they were, but when I go up there, the whales don't show up. They're afraid of me, right?
That first time when she drugged you out and you didn't want to be on the boat because you thought it was dirty. You didn't care about the water. You cared about the dirty boat. It's like, this is filthy. I'm sitting there with somebody else's shit. I ain't sitting here. There's germs on this damn boat. I'm going to get in the water. At least the water's clean. I'm not going to damn this. So, but you did that first time when y'all went out on the, you know, that little coastal thing that you did? It was a little longer.
Yeah.
When they were throwing their babies up in the air kind of thing after they'd spawned.
Yeah.
I think it's February.
So I saw bigger. I saw bigger whales years ago. Then I went out again.
Yes.
They didn't. Why didn't they show up later, the next trips?
Because they're afraid of you.
Okay. So when Carolyn went out there, were they celebrating Carolyn in some way?
Mm.
Or just picking up on her energy?
I don't know. I don't know. No. No, it's kind of like the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So long and thanks for all the fish. Carolyn doesn't panic. That's rule number one in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, is don't panic. She doesn't panic. And so the whales pick up on that. Don't panic. It's very refreshing. So they respond in kind. But there was only like two orcas, that's huge. An orca is huge, but there were a couple of those, so that's rare. But the little goober, he was trying to sell tickets or something. I don't know what he was trying to do. But there were two orcas, which is pretty significant.
Who's the goober? You mean a human who running the boat?
The driver. The motherfucker who said this is the best thing that ever was the best thing. It was ever the best thing as far as sea riding, orca loving. He was selling
tickets.
Well,
he wanted more. He was trying to sell more tickets for have them to come back.
To say this is the biggest one ever that they experienced it, so you'd have a high regard, so you could send other people out to ride on the boat to look at the whales. Then I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Me, oh my, I'm sure she'll die.
But they'd have to have Carolyn on the boat for the whale to show up.
He didn't know or care about that. He was just trying to get people pimped up to buy more tickets. So he's glad she was there, but he didn't know. How would he know? He don't know shit.
He didn't know it was caused by Carolyn, so to speak.
Mm. Correct.
Okay.
But he felt it. He felt the experience that many people do. She goes up to that guy. I don't know why she does it. But she goes up to that goddamn farm and just saves souls all over the place. Why she engages them to stupid motherfucking people? She needs to take her obsidian knife and slit their goddamn throats. That's what we'd do. We would cut their fucking throats. And she just loves them people to death. We have no reason to think why she loves the people so much. She pets him and puts him there and goes on and on and on. It's like, Lord, suffering cat. What a compassionate, loving human being she is. We have no idea why. Damn.
Is this the tech body speaking or Ion?
Likely.
Likely what?
Likely tech body, Bubby.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But she is sweet. She is sweet because she's not. But she's sweet because she's not. We love Karen.
Yeah. Right. So listen to this.
You went too far. You went too far. So just take that part out. But you can start over and just say the part. Like, so the queen heard us, so-and-so. Yes, the queen heard us. Yeah, okay, yes. And then you can play that. Go ahead.
Yeah, she knew she was on, and she didn't care, and doesn't
she
care
was
if the world knows.
She was honored. No, she was honored. Bob, her whole world is about to come crashing down. Her whole fucking family is pedophiles and abdicators, and it's worse than Edward II, for God's sake. I mean, you're going to have some American divorcee sitting on the throne in a minute at this rate of the game. It's crazy. She's lost it all. Where is decorum if they haven't lost any valor left? Well, was William going to be the king? Charles certainly can. He can't even find his asshole with two hands.
Okay, so, we don't need to go into that. So no. We don't play this. We don't play this part.
You can play that part. Yeah, that thing. She knows that. She's tore up about that. Philip is beside himself. Yeah. Sandringham will never be the same.
Well, that all fits in with what came through Ralph Doobie and Dave Worster called Cosmic Awareness, saying that the principalities known as Rai are gone. They're just so the old principalities are part of the Rai.
Can we say, instead of saying gone, may we say expired? Let's say expired. Because they're not gone, but they have expired. Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. And then I'm a simulation of it for a minute or two. Of Rai. I'm a simulation of Rai, or an afterimage, mm-hmm. or the real Rai. The one that deserves to be right.
You're the dichotomy of the power play that was absolved. That's right.
When Ralph Doobie died, it was absolved.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The
good.
The dichotomy.
Good.
The dichotomy of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So listen to this, Carolyn. I want to ask you about this. Ion talks about the soft cells. Uh-huh. What is that? Is that spelt right? The soft cells. What are they?
Uh-huh. We didn't
know. Okay, so she didn't know.
Yeah,
so
we do.
I've got it here.
We do. That's we the, do. We do. The cell. Okay, sorry. I asked you a question. We're sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm saying soft cells. C-E-L-L-S. Mm-hmm. Okay? What are
correct.
The soft cells
that's right.
you have said?
Okay. Okay. Soft cells are like the mucus that's becoming. Let's say you have a mucus. Okay. Let's say you have a rhinovirus. You're invaded with a rhinovirus. You catch a rhinovirus in something called soft cells that would embrace a rhinovirus to give you a cold. Soft cells are what allow you to get. Soft cells are
just
what allow you to get.
What did he just say? That something was caught. The grammar was right there, Carol. What did he say?
Rhinovirus.
Oh, well, you're not listening. Okay, you said there was a
rhinovirus.
Rhinovirus. Something about mucus.
Yeah, the mucus, that's where you'd find a soft cell that would catch a rhinovirus. Or let's say you have too much candida, soft cells are what would give you a yeast infection. Soft cells are the things that are permeated. Ascended cells would not allow such a thing. Soft cells are those broken down places, which is what Carolyn knows it as T cells, mm-hmm. when they are lowered, then that's what you can embrace things that are outside of normalcy. So you could get these viral diseases or less than nesses. That's done through soft cells. Hard
so one
cells
would want to
push them away.
And what do hard cells do?
Push them away. They want to embrace it.
Right.
That's how some people can walk through a room and everybody says that somebody brushes by somebody and they catch a cold. They have soft cells. If they have hard cells, they can be in the middle of it all the way through it and never get a cold or catch a cold or catch the clap when they were backing at the courthouse.
Right. So soft cells are little men cells. And our products get rid of them, bring in hard cells.
No, soft cells are soft, and so they embrace those things. You can be ascended and catch a cold. You can be ascended and catch a cold. There's not a problem there. But that just means that the way you catch a cold is not because of the rhinovirus. The rhinovirus is everywhere. How you catch a cold is because you have soft cells. They embrace it. You have to embrace it. That's what Carolyn says to everybody. That's what Carolyn says to everybody.
You said about one of our
cells. She doesn't call it soft cells, though.
She calls it T cells.
Or that your immune system is weakened or challenged
right.
or She'll say something really nice and appropriate. We don't like it, but she would be nice and appropriate.
You said the word soft cells a couple of weeks ago. That was new. I had not heard that before. Is that right? You hadn't said much.
That's why we were explaining it, so you can know what we meant. Mm-hmm.
We do that often. Now, I think you said the restructure, one of our products, once you take it, you don't get a cold. And that's generally applied to us.
Realign. Mm-hmm.
You don't get a cold.
That's right.
Okay. But you can, and if you decide
to. You could.
To.
Yeah, you certainly could. But you can't if you're on the ascorbic acid with your Remag and the whole C reset one pill BID. We defy you to catch a cold. Try to do anything you can do to catch one. You can't do it. If you're on the ascorbic acid. The wild berry of ascorbic acid, you know, well, you don't know. You don't take shit. You don't know nothing. You don't know. Ask somebody who takes the products. I guess they could help us with this. But that and the whole C reset, you can't catch a cold. It's impossible. You can't even get a sore throat. Can't even get a sore throat. Try it. Do what you can. Go get in it. Try it.
Okay, I got that. How about you? Can you catch one of the COVID viruses?
Well, we'd say, we're being very careful. We'd say no, but some have. So we have to be easy with that. Some have, but just because they want to prove the point. Karen says they want to be a little Hitler. They want to prove that they can invade something, so they'll embrace the COVID to survive it. So that's all good. Can't die from it, but you can embrace it if you want to. And we're not mad about that. It's okay. Some people like it rough, Bob. You can't fault a nigger for doing good.
Yeah. Now the people don't take our products. They're the ones dying from COVID today.
They're the ones that got the jab, and they're now having these blood clots and these athletes that are just falling over dead for no goddamn good reason that are perfectly healthy. You know those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our friend Glenn. In his home here, I think, on Maui, not in Palm Springs or wherever he goes in the L.A. area, these weird elongated orbs. He knows about orbs. He thought they were orbs, but it had a little object or some shading inside the long orb going up and down. Was that an orb or an E.T. experience? What was going on? He would like to know.
It's an E.T. I don't know the difference between an orb and an E.T. An extraterrestrial go ahead.
You said orbs come from us. Humans project orbs.
They do, but an ET can ride in an orb.
Oh, that's it. That was a ET inside the orb, I see. Inside
the tubular image. Correct. But the tubular side, that's a projection that the humans add to this conversation. See? Mm. That's you add that. That's kinda like the Nina, the Pendant, and Santa Maria. You see what you can able, what you're able to witness. You see what you're able to witness. Good, you're doing good. That's Croker quadrant, Bob. Does he not read Croker? Does he not know Croker?
No, come on there. Not yet.
Fuck! Why are we talking to this motherfucker? He doesn't even know Croker. Oh God! He look at the tiny.
So anyway,
he would just look at the tiny note chart. He'd be well absorbed.
So he's. He's had a little encounter with an E.T. Which E.T. was that? Pentagon or the new ones coming?
Likely Pentagon's because the new ones are saving up for you. But he is pretty good because he's like on the edge of death. He's like on the edge of death. Use permission to speak freely. If he don't tighten his eyes up, he's going to die. So he's a little bit more sensitive to the supernal. We've discussed this before.
Is that why he and his wife see the ETs all the time? They're more sensitive.
A little bit. Mm. And he knows the Merkabra. The Merkabra.
Right. Here's a side thing.
So he knows it. He's been he doesn't know shit. He's been exposed to it, so he doesn't push against it. That's the right response.
Yeah, what is the
he's not offended.
Yeah, what's the macabre? What's the macabre?
Macabre. That's that the secret magic of the Jews, macabre.
Yeah, not the symbol that we had at the beginning of our first website. What's that one called?
No. And that not the cabal, not that the macabre. It's that secret place. Jew people know it.
Who knows it?
Jew people.
Yeah. Okay. The next topic was lost it. Damn.
Damn. Hey, we got a topic. We got a topic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's this couple, young couple. I talk to them occasionally, not very often, and I've said extreme things to them.
Does Carolyn know that you're talking to strange people? That's never been appropriate.
No, she doesn't know them. Anyways, I told them about 3 or 4 months ago, I said, I'm in charge. And that was based on other stuff I was telling them, and I don't know if they were following it. But I don't see them anymore. Do they still live here? Are they avoiding me?
No. They left. They had to go. Because you're in charge and they can't be in the fifth gate. If they don't accept you as in charge, they have to go. They left.
Right. Okay. And Glenn accepts it. He's always saluting me. He really.
Well, he should. He should. He's alive. That's why. Damn it. He's alive.
Yeah. Okay. Remember when back in 2010, 2011, there were a bunch of Russians, smart Russian guy? He saw what
remember.
We were doing with the drug.
Do we remember? That's so cute.
Yeah, listen.
So
anyway,
these
Russian
remember?
Guys. Yeah, these Russian guys. They almost made the RNA drops. Ion told us back then.
Yeah.
But they knew that.
Yeah,
then they realized they needed ion. Are those Russians and other Russians still following Carolyn's work and trying to figure it out?
They most certainly are. They most certainly are. And if they could get the rest of the recipe, they'd have. Restore right now.
Yeah, restore is what we're working on.
Well, that's actually you're working on recore. Restore is what's coming next, but Carolyn hadn't got that down yet. We're working on that right now. Don't say nothing. You spoil everything, Bob. You just crush our ever dream. You just crush our ever dream.
You say that
me and Carolyn. Me and Carolyn's trying to build a dynasty here, and you just crush everything. You just burn everything. It's just crazy what you go through.
You say that every private session.
It's fun, though. Okay. You're fatigued so high, we had to put some legs under it, Bob. It's the ganglion retrieval is becoming obsessive.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we're wrapping up here.
Okay. That's refreshing.
Are there other people than the Russians, or the Russians are especially talented and they can figure things out?
No.
Almost.
No, it's just a handful of people, Bob. There's people all over the world. OP, it's really great, too. There's people in there. You can't believe. There's North Koreans that would give anything if they could get full access. They can only get little dots.
Mm-hmm.
The words are prolific. They are all embracing it because they see it. They see signs of it at every level. So they embrace the levels and the places that they can and do. You see? And so just because they're not on your facial book page doesn't mean that they're not dynamic and prolific. So you'll see. And if you need us to line them up and bring them forth, we can do that. But shit, you won't answer the goddamn phone now. I don't know what more people calling is going to help your feelings about. I don't really know how that's going to work, but it's up to you, whatever you think's best. So we're good. Let us know.
Okay.
Let us know. Yeah. We'll hook you up.
Next topic. Did I get the name right? Clara Hull Crackley. Is that K-R-A-C-K-L-Y? Clara Hull Crackley. You mentioned her.
Crackley.
So that's K-R-A-C-K-E-Y?
Cracky. Mm-hmm.
What does she have?
Don't impose the E, just Cracky. Yeah, Cracky, just Cracky.
Oh, you mean C? It's K-R-A-C-K-Y, no E-Y.
Well, it is E-Y, but just don't impose the E-Y. It's not E, just Cracky. So go ahead, what's your question?
I want to see who she is. So I'm going to now, with that proper word, let's see what I can Google, what comes up.
Oh, Carolyn, we're so proud of him. He's Googling now. Don't put your email address
as
in
usual.
Google, Bob. You don't
as usual, there's no such person. So who is this?
Now, you have to accept the cookies. Accept the cookies, Bob. If you don't accept the cookies, they're not going to talk to you.
There's no Clara Hall Cracky, okay, coming up. There's a Clara Hall, Environmental Protection Specialist. Is that somebody? Ooh. Is that who we're talking about? Clara
I'm sure Hull. It is, but probably not who we're speaking about. About. Mm-mm.
There's a picture. She's rather young. San Francisco Bay Area. That's not. So who's Clara Hall Cracky? What can we learn from her, knowing about her?
What did we tell you she was? What did we say about her?
I can't remember. I think maybe something to do with the Kennedy assassination, was it?
It was us. Yeah. It was, but it wasn't on Dealey Square. It wasn't on Dealey Square. Don't
worry. It was Clint Murchison's branch, and they had a meeting the night before, I think. And she knew about about that.
What was that hotel in New York City where everybody lived, Bob? What was the name of that? Begin with a C. What was that hotel that everybody lived at? What was it?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You've been there. You've been there, Bob.
Yeah, I've been there, but I don't remember the name. There's a Dakota. There's the one that Kissinger's in. I forget what that's called.
The
east side.
Not Clyburn. What's the name of it? What's the name of that hotel? It's very famous.
I don't know.
Jackie Onassis lived there after Kennedy died. Kennedy had a hotel suite, had an apartment on the 34th floor. It might have been the Clyburn.
Is that the one Kissinger's in? Is Kissinger in it?
Of course.
It's over on the east side by the water.
Yes, of course. Upper east side. Yes, it is. And what's the name of it, Bob?
I don't remember the name.
Oh, come on now.
Why are we talking about it? Is that where Clara Hall was?
Yes, that was the Clara Hall meeting the night before.
She had a meeting that was near the same time as Clint Murchison on a Texas ranch.
Correct.
Are you putting the two together?
No, as well. Don't say instead of, say as well.
Were they in touch with each other by phone as they were having their meetings?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So that's it. Does Clara Hall go connect with the Queen? Is she an agent of the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II?
Certainly.
Okay. That's good. So
I cannot
learning
believe,
their lesson.
I can't, Bob, I can't believe you. I can't believe you. You're going to let this go. You're actually going to let this go. The biggest thing that you've ever run into, ever, in 13 fucking years, you're going to let this go and not go into what the Carlisle is?
Oh, the Carlisle.
It's unbelievable.
The Carlisle Group. I forgot.
God damn. You're going to let that go on the 34th floor? Yeah. You're going to let that go. 35th and 76th Street. You're going to let that go. Oh,
right now, I know there was something going on there now where Clara was. Is that overtaken by aliens, that building now? They're all dead, Kissinger and everybody probably. They're all removed.
Yeah.
That's why Kissinger's still supposedly alive. They have to keep the anthropomorphic level going, and so they pretend he's alive. He's long gone. Henry Kissinger is long dead. Transitioned. Yep. Kaput. The dead parrot. Correct. Just quote the Monty Python dead parrot skit. So the Carlisle is the headquarters outside the Pentagon. The A2. Mm-hmm. There's something for you, Carol. There it is.
And then that goes all the way to 1040. And it goes all the way up to 1040 Fifth Avenue, too, as well.
I know that building. Walked by it a lot.
Yeah, sure did.
Because
we know.
Because it had the number 14.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm sitting going, you're going through this thing, and you won't even, you and like, oh, I don't remember. God damn, what do you mean you don't remember? Come on now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
You got the wrong one now.
It's not important.
The wrong one.
I'm in charge.
We're not in charge.
We're not going to let you
acquiesce of what you say. I don't remember. I don't remember, Carolyn. I've lived with her several days, but I don't remember, Carolyn.
You got the wrong thing there, home skillet. We got to get you right with God. Okay, now let's go into it.